A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We'd like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and therefore you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are discussing about COVID-19 and the continued rise in positive cases in the country.
We are also looking at the plight of Zimbabweans who are holders of the Zimbabwean special permits, who are living on the edge following the government's decision to discontinue the program.
We are also going to talk to a Zimbabwean, Tawanda Chitapa, who left the country a couple of years ago and landed in the United States, where he did computer studies and is now a proud owner of Eland LLC, a private consulting company that helps hospitals solve business problems using technology, math, and computer techniques. Chitapa is also the system director at Norton Healthcare, where he is doing business intelligence, clinical value and healthcare analytics, and clinical information analysis.
But first, a look at COVID-19. In its daily report, the Minister of Health reports that 6 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and almost 6,000 tested positive for COVID-19. About 4,745 people have died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe since March last year.
To date, a total of 3.9 million people have had their first dose against COVID-19, while close to 3 million received their second dose.
We will also look at the electronic passports launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Wongwadi wa vateriri ne vatariri, nhasi muchirongwa, Diaspora Forum, chatinokurukura zvinosangana vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika nevari munyika. Hachisi chevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika chete, aiwa, nemi vari munyika, nekuti tichitarisa zvinovaka Zimbabwe. Zvisinei nekuti uri kuvaka uri kunyika ipi. Saka nhasi musi wa 15 December 2021, tiri kutarisa nezve denda reCOVID-19 patinonzwa kuti nezuro vanhu vatanhatu vakafa nedenda iroro, kuchitiwo vamwe vanoda kusvika zviuru zvitanhatu vakawanikwa vaine COVID-19 pavanhu vakaongororwa. Kwese kwakawanikwa vanhu 5678 vaine COVID-19. Uwandu hwevanhu vafa necovid kusvika pari nhasi hwava 4745. Uwandu hwakakura kwazvo ihwohwo. Tichitarisawo kusvika pari nezuro, vanhu vanokwana kuita 3.9 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yavo yekutanga. Tingati vauda kusvika 4 million, nokuti i3,980,917. Saka tongoti vakuda kusvika 4 million vakanga vabayiwa nhomba yekutanga yekudzivirira COVID-19. Kuchiti vamwe vanoda kusvika mamiriyoni matatu vakanga vawana nhomba yavo yepiri. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yechizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muno muAmerica, anonzi mukoma Tawanda Chitapa, vakabva kuZimbabwe makore adarika vakauya muno muAmerica vakaita zvidzidzo zvemakombiyuta. Tiri kunzwa kuti vari kuita unyanzvi kubudikidza neruzivo rwavo, vachibatsira zvipatara nevamwe vanoita zveutano munyaya dzemakombiyuta imomo. Tichatarisawo zvakare nyaya yepasipoti kana gwaro rekufambisa rakaparurwa nezuro rinonzi kana kuti electronic passport. Tinonzwa kuti gwaro irori rakaparurwa nezuro nemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muna 2016. Takambonzwawo zvakare vakanga vari mutungamiri wenyika nguva iyoyo vaRobert Mugabe vachinzi vaparura zvakare gwaro irori. Saka hatizivi here kuti chii chakazoitika muna 2016, asi nezuro ndo zvakaitika. Vakawanda vanga vachibvunza kuti iro gwaro iro rinonzi ePassport rinoshanda sei, rakamira sei, rakasiyana nemamwe magwaro ekufambisa mapassport. Ndo zvimwe zvatichakurukura izvozvo kuti aiwa rakamira sei, rine chipi yakadii nezvimwe zvakadaro. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo kunoku ke okukhulunywa ngoJonga lamhlanje sikukhangelayo sikhangele COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi kulabantu abayi-6 ababulewe COVID-19 izolo, bese kusithi ke abayi 5678 ngabantu abahloliwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Abayi 328 ngabantu abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo izolo. EZimbabwe ke sokuba labantu 177690 asebabanjwa i-COVID-19, kwaphepha abayi 130279. Kuthi ke labo asebabhubhayo kumbe ngithi ababulawa umkhuhlane lo bafika 4745. uzokuthi asebejujwe iJackson kumbe ngithi abajove iJackson yakuqala bayi 3,980,917 bese kusithi asebehlatshwe isibili bayi 2,998,638 so singathi-ke abantu abangani baphila legciwane le-COVID-19 bayi 42,666 ye okunye njalo njengoba ujonge chilo lapha sakhuluma lesizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala lapha kwele Melika uTawanda Chitapa osebenza-ke kwinkampani ekhangelana ezempilakahle njalo le ikampani yakhe okuthiwa yi-Eland LLC so khona ngapha-ke kwele Melika uhlala eKentucky. Kuzobuya-ke ama-passport phela lingakhohlwa ukuthi kulo jawo lwama-passport lakuzakhuluma ngakho-ke namhlanje khonokho ukuthi lambe udaba lolu lwama-passport luyangaphi njengoba siyabona ukuthi ngo-2016 umgabe wakwakwenza khonokho waba le-electronic passport ukuthi kwaya ngaphi singazijonga ukuthi ama-passport lawa aqonda ngaphi kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi i-Israel yayile nkampani yayo yodwa iyayisebenza le-Japan layikhona so singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani ubona njani jonga konke lokhu
inyaya yakauma Gibbs yokuthi vana veZimbabwe vanga vachinzwisisa nyaya yegwaro irori rinonzi electronic passport rauri kutaura nezvaro nekuti vakawanda vari kuchema kuti magwaro avainawo iye zvino vakabhadhara mari akawanda some are saying that they paid a lot of money to have the current passports that they have but in 2 years time they will cease to work as this new electronic passport will be in place which means that those people who paid $300 to get new passports, they have to fork out more money to get these electronic passports. And many Zimbabweans are not happy with that arrangement.
And according to the Chronicle, in 2016, in April, you know, President, the former late President Robert Mugabe actually launched this program and indications are that the machines that were installed, Jonga, we're going to produce 16,000 booklets per day. What happened to that program? Maybe there are some people who can come here and explain. I guess Joseph Chuma will join us later today. We are going to talk about some of these things. And people living in the diaspora are very much concerned about this kind of situation. So let's switch over to this gentleman that we have today, and that is Mr. Tawanda Chitapa. Mr. Tawanda Chitapa is a Zimbabwean who used to play for Islanders Football Club, and then he came here as a young man. You know, he went to some universities and became what he is because of his Zimbabweness. Here he is.
Father of one, my son is Isaiah, and he's 15 years old.
And what do you do for a living?
I am a director for healthcare informatics for a company called Norton Healthcare right here in Louisville. They're the biggest healthcare system in the state of Kentucky.
And what exactly do you do?
So what my job entails is I have oversight of a team of analysts, managers, and data scientists, folks who use data to report the value of the organization. By value of the organization, I mean we drive decision support systems. So we just look at the numbers, crunch them, use statistics, math, and computer techniques to glean insights into business performance. So we pretty much drive all the business intelligence within our company.
So if somebody had to say, tell me briefly exactly what you mean about this intelligence and, you know, what exactly is it?
So if you look at today's businesses, we just about every business tries to drive data-based decisions. That's the most intelligent way to go about making decisions. So we take as much of the company's data assets, use technology, science, and mathematics to crunch the numbers that we then provide to our leadership to tell the story of what's going on in the company so that they could make better decisions, well-informed decisions.
In most cases, when these executives make decisions, they make decisions like what exactly?
So in healthcare, especially right now, it being one of the most heavily regulated, folks are trying to make decisions because if you look at healthcare, we're transitioning into more of a value-based model. So we get paid based on the quality of care that we provide and not necessarily how many people we see. So we're looking at things like readmission rates. We're looking at things like infection rates. So all those we take the numbers, we crunch them, and we try to help our leaders figure out where they need to focus. In a world of limited resources, you have only so much time to focus on things that really matter.
How did you get into this business?
My background is in computer science. So when I first came to America, I studied computer science for undergrad. And I graduated right after the dot-com crash. So I graduated 2002. And I had to go back to graduate school. And I did healthcare administration. So a merger of both those lends me where I am today.
And now we are also told that you are a principal at Eland LLC. What's this?
Yes, Eland LLC is a company that I started in 2008. It's a consulting service that helps healthcare organizations develop solutions, any business issues that they may have. We recommend solutions to help them solve those problems, be it technology solutions, be it decision-making solutions, be it even just, for example, electronic medical record implementations. We've done some of those, and I'm glad that we've been able to help so many different organizations in America set up and be successful with their technology solutions.
So what type of technology are we talking about here?
So we're talking about in healthcare, there's so many different technologies. For the most part, what we have specialized in is building electronic medical records to map those solutions to current business processes. Every company has their own DNA when it comes to business processes, and you need to make sure that your technology implementation aligns with those business processes and does not work against it. That's one of the areas we specialize in.
So now, if people talk about electronics and all these other things, you know, some people get a bit confused. So at the end of the day, let's say one example of these electronics, what is it?
So here's a good example of an electronic solution. So you know how when you go to the doctor's office and somebody's typing into a computer, capturing all your vitals, all your diagnosis information, behind that computer is a database that collects all your information. Again, that becomes the data that now, for example, with my team, we take that data and combine it for a lot of different patients, and then we glean insights into the patient cohorts that a health system might be looking at. So that's one example of a system. Another example could be taking all the costs and the billing information for all our patients, consolidating it and trying to glean insight into what exactly our patient population is. Again, it enables ideas about what investments need to be made to make impact at a larger scale.
So if you were to talk to young people about your job, how would you encourage them to actually get into this type of job? What should they do?
Well, the biggest thing is STEM, right? That's what everyone is talking about today. Science, technology, engineering, those are the biggest places. So I encourage folks to take a lot of math classes, science classes. And of course, these days, there's a lot of folks who are being encouraged to do coding. So computer coding, be it some of the other languages like COBOL, or languages like C++, that's a good entry point into this. Of course, now there are other languages that are used for high-level programming, especially in the AI space, artificial intelligence. I encourage those as well.
Now, a little bit about yourself. So you came here after you played for the second team in Zimbabwe, right?
Yes, so many lifetimes ago, I played for Highlanders, Amahlula Nyama. That's where I grew up. I played as a junior there and then played for the reserves team right before I came to America.
And there were so many people that you were playing with, you know, like Thulani Biyancube and others?
Yes, Thulani is a great friend. We played together. He was a little bit older, so he was in the first team as I was in the reserve team. But we both are actually from Gwabalanda. So I played with him. I played with guys like Mlamleli Ncube, who later played for Zimbabwe Saints, and Wange. There were many, many other guys. Played with Zenzo Moyo growing up in the under-19s, Noel Tele, all those guys. I grew up playing with them, but it seems like such a lifetime ago now.
Yes, yes. And then your last message, sir.
Yes, my last message. I think the biggest thing is I want to encourage especially young Zimbabwean minds to think without limitations. Go for what you want. America is a land of opportunity. And if you work hard, you will be rewarded in America.
So there's a young man. He came here, you know, long back, but he's doing wonders, you know. He's doing wonders, really.
Oh, yeah. It's very impressive, Gibbs. And I wish we could also have him when we are talking about the e-passport, because that's his area, too. He can explain better, yes. But I'm very impressed by his credentials.
He's very impressive. Let's hear the Ndebele part in which he's talking about the same issues that we discussed. And then we will also talk in speaking Shona.
Yeah, ngakhulele kwabalanda sibili khona phana ko JT Themba sasidlala emakhosi. Ikho sasidlala khona ibhora khona phana sanga bafana abancane.
Ezigwagweni?
Hayi ezigwagweni sibili.
Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi kade siwenzani. Njalo wafika lapha nini?
Kathesi ngisebenza lapha eLouisville, i-company engiyisebenzelayo kuthiwa yi-Norton Healthcare, i-health system sibili enkulu ukwedlula zonke lapha eKentucky. Ngisebenza ngingumphathi ntambo onceda ngendaba zedatha, driving ama-decisions, data-based, that's what they call them now, ku-company.
So singathi uyenzani sibinqa abantu ungabatshela nje ngamafutshane ukuthi ubamba lokho umtshina kumbamba amabhawudo kumbe lokho lalokho.
Hayi, okwakathesi mina umtshina ngisabambi, but abantu abangisebenzelayo bababambayo. Esikwenzayo ukuthatha yonke idatha yekhampani sibe sesisebenzisa i-maths, i-computer science, the statistics, ukuthi sikhangele ezintweni zakhona zonezo ama-data assets. Sibe sesibona ukuthi kumeka umumo wezinto unjani ku-company. Then amanye omphathi ntamba ku-company bebe sebesebenzisa esiyabe sikubonile khona phana ukwenza ama-decisions for i-company.
Ngathi khona manje lapho usebenza khona ubona ngani kule mali kumbe kube njani? Abantu phela bayabuza ukuthi kambe kungabe kunjani khona.
Imali khona, but ayisiyo yami. Hayi, imali khona sibili. I-healthcare ngeyinye la i-industry khonapha e-America eyokuthi loba kuthiwa kulani okwenzakalayo, abantu bavele bayabe bekhona abagulayo. So akula mbuma 365 days ngomnyaka iminyango yabe ivulekile. So hayi, ukuba khona ikhona imali ku-healthcare.
Yeah, so singathi siwasebenza kanganani labantu khonapho njalo labo bantu osebenza labo ngabantu abanjani?
Lapha eKentucky sengisebenze for 6 years. Ngingakasebenzi lapha eKentucky ngangimazakele yakhe. Ngisebenza ngiyi-consultant. Kodwa abantu engisebenza labo esikhathini esiningi lapha eKentucky ngabantu abanjengabo CEO oyabe engumkhulu-mkhulu wekhampani, labantu bakhe, ngoba esikhathini esiningi babe bezama ukuthi bebone ukuthi umumo wekhampani ume kanjani. Bebe sebebona ukuthi lapho kumele khona bangani bayavalavala kungaphi ukuze ikhampani iphumelele sibili.
Singathi-ke kubona abakhulukhulu sibili babekhangela into ezinjani, nxa ungakuthatha nje okukodwa ukuthi lokho yikho ngani kwenzakala ku-healthcare nxa ngikuhluzahluza nje.
Esikhathini esiningi thina enkampanini esikiyo, we have about 2,000 metrics that esiwakhangelayo. Kodwa i-example engingakunika yona yile ukuthi nxa bekhangela befuna ukuthi imikhuhlane esiyibonayo engani yiyo egcwele endaweni lapha kuma-patients esiwakhangele yiwaphi. So it's one example. Okunye sijayele ukukubona vele ama-patients ethu engadischarge esibhedlela akufanelanga bebe bephenduka. Nxa bephenduka kutsho ukuthi siyaphambanisa something ku-first visit liya. So siyakhangela futhi khonaphana ama-patients nxa ephenduka, especially within 30 days. Siwakhangele sibona ukuthi baphendukiswa yini, sibe sesibona ukuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikulungise ukuthi bengasaphenduki esibhedlela. Kukahle sibinqakwe ukuthi bahamba ku-outpatient bayebona udokotela outpatient, but ukuphenduka esibhedlela kubonakala kuyinto engalunganga.
Yeah, so ke siyabona njalo le company yakho kuthiwa i-Eland LLC. yini le ukhuluma ngempofu something like that, eh?
Yeah. Hayi vele mina isibongo sami ngisakompofu, so ngakubona kufanele ukuthi ngiqalise icompany le ngike ninike okhokho okuyimbijana. Yeah, i-land iyancedisa khonokho engikwenzayo nisemsebenzini engisebenza kuyo, or ngincedisa abanye aba-out of state ukuthi besete up for success ngendaba yona le ukuthi bebe besebenzisa ama-computer le statistics le maths ukwenza i-business, ngoba hhayi yikho it's the best way to go.
Yeah, khonapho-ke nxa ukuthi usebenza into ezinjalo ezibhedlela, so kuyini engathi ungathi unceda uzulu sibili unceda abantu khona kwema-hospital kwezibhedlela?
Ye, hayi mina vele ngikhula ngangifuna ukuba ngudokotela yena lo lapha ama-patients, but akusahambanga kanjalo ngoba ngathi sengiqedile ngabona ukuthi I can still be helpful, ngibancedise sibili ama-patients even though mina ngingasabakhangeli njengodokotela. So esikhathini esiningi i-example engiyinikileyo le ethi khonkona ukuthi ama-patients engaphenduki within 30 days, isikhathi sokuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi ebephila sibili elemuli yangibo. Kwesinye isikhathi nxa ungaphendukanga le mali awusaspendanga imali eningi kakhulu ungale, and emsebenzini uyakuhamba uhola futhi. So kunama-intangibles okuthi lami loba ngingasidokotela but nxa nginikeza i-information kubo-administrator lakubodokotela ngime eceleni kwabo ngibancedisa, lami ngingazifaka khona phana ukuthi hhayi ngincedisile ukuphephisa ama-patients.
Ye, khonaphana ngisube nxa ulungisa kwezibhedlela anti kulama-computer lezinto ezinjalo ukuhlola abantu, yikho vele okusebenzayo lokho?
Ye, hayi vele thina sisebenza sisegabheni lona liyani elecomputer. Amanye ama-solutions esiwanika amadokotela athezi ukuthi bekhona phana bethatha ama-patients belungisa ama-patients, thina siyabe sesilungisa ama-program azakhangela inombolo zama-patients ebaniki information upatient ekhona phana. Into ekwesinye isikhathi enzima ukuthi udokotela abone ukuthi kuhamba njani ngoba layo uyabe ne-information eningi kakhulu. So thina siyamncedisa simnika something that is pointed based on the patient's state.
Ye, ungathini-ke abantu abafuna ukufisa ukuthi bangene? Ye, so there you are, Junga. He is very articulate about what he's doing and very impressive indeed.
Oh yeah. Ndo dzinonzi nyanzvi dzinoziva zvadzinoita, Gibbs. Unoziva tikatitarisa nyaya yekudzidza, vazhinji vanotarisira kuti kana munhu akanganza adzidza anenge munhu asisakwanisa kunge achibatika pakurarama kwatinenge tichiita, asi ndiri kuona nematauriro avari kuita munhu anenge akasununguka akadzikama anoziva zvaanoita zvinhu zvatinokurudzira uye zvatinoziva kuti zvinoitwa nevana vezimbabwe vakawanda. Saka tinoti kwaari, aiwa, ramba uchienderera mberi munin'ina, nokuti mikana inovhurika chero kwauri unowana zvekuita. Ndo vachadzokera kumusha vaakuwedzera ruzivo ruri kuiwanikwa munyika pari zvino.
Yeah, let's hear this last part in which he combines with Shona. There we are. So, okay, so I'm going to go to the point where you go to Kuluma. You find Shona briefly. Zagunega, 2 minutes.
And afara nekuva pano zita rangu ndinonzi Tawanda Chitapa. Ndinoshandira munom Louisville, Kentucky. Ndinoshandira company inonzi Norton Healthcare. Kwandinoita kwandine oversight of my analytic functions a company. My analytic functions kutora zvidziyo zvedata zvekampani yese tozvishandisa kuti tinyatsotarisa tiongorere kampani toona kuti zvakamira sei kuitira kuti zvatinenge tawana kukwana pazvinhu zvacho izvozvo mabusiness decisions oitwa ari based on data functions nekuti zvinhu zvakanyatsomira sei. Kuti vanhu unyatsopinda mufield yacho, inini kufamba kwangu ndakaita computer science kuundergrad, kugraduate school for masters ndikazoita healthcare administration. Saka ndo mamirira zvakaitawo neno ndoa ndakazvirongawo ndikaita kuti ndisvike ipapo. Ndine mwana mukomana mumwe chete anonzi Isaiah, ane 15 years. Ndo tichigara zvangu muno muLouisville.
Bora Chitapa, wakakangana naye here?
Ah, bora ndakanga nwaka, ndi nda supporta chete. Ndakakura nchitamba bora mblawayo, atakura kune kwabalanda, ndo kwa taka kurira, kumusha kumondoro. But ndichikura kwabalanda, atakanyazo kura si, chairo tichi, tamba bora na manu wakawanda, tikazoenda kwa Islanders, ni mawiru andakazoita kuno kwa Amerika, ndakatobatsirwa ni Islanders, ni maconnections ayo. Ndiye kuno kuku Western Kentucky University, but ndakatembe ndakatutambira reserve side ye Highlanders and ndikatamba magame mashoma chayo chayo first team, but mwaranga uno kuti inini zvangu hazvisi zvebhora ndezvemuno mumabusiness, saka ndakazongosiya bhora racho ndakuwara ndapedza college handangu kuzokwanira kuendera mberi naye.
Ko uchisvika palamba wauchiita sei?
Ndichisvika kuno ndakasvika ndiri mwana wechikoro. Ndichienda ku college ndichitamba bora pa college pa Western Kentucky University. Ndoma shikira ndakaita.
Ko waita zvinhu zvako izvi. Taura tinzo kuti munhu kana munhu achita kujoina field yako anoita sei?
Ndonyatso kurudzira vana vadiki kunyanya vanenge vachiri kuchikoro muZimbabwe kuti hanga vashingirire nemabhuku. Nenyaya yekuti mabhuku emaths, estatistics inyango ma sciences ndo andinoto kurudzira nyati anonyatso kugadzirisira kuti paunenge wazosvika kuti wakuipinda muurongwa weku college ma zvaukadzidza izvo zvezve ndo zvinozodikwa kuti unyatso zvinyatso kufambira zvinokuisa pachigaro chekuti hazvinozozvikurerukira kana wakuzodzidza ma computers.
Une kambani nozi Island LCC, taura nayo, taura
ya isu tirana mofu we mkono we kumondoro, saka hapa ndaka tangisa consulting company yangu inonzi Island. Inobatsira kunezwa makompyuta muzvipatara imomu. Ndaka itangisa 2008, saka ndaka ngoti waa, beta timbo, ideza kuti inzi Island LLC as a nod to my ancestors, ari ku Zimbabwe kumondoro, kuti ndo zvataa kuitawe. Island LLC has helped my company akaita Fankana Stanford University, University of Miami, Sada Healthcare ku California ne kuvabetsera kuisa ma computer systems muzvipatara zvavo.
Saka mashoko ako kupedzira wakati kudi?
Aiwa, mashoko ekupedzisira ndeyaya kuti kuma Zimbabwe ese kana muri wa America sungaidzisimbe. Anzi kuno kuku America Island ivanoiti land of opportunity, saka nyangwe zvako vamwe zvinombovaomera mbijana, chandinongokurudzira ndechekuti sungaidzisimbe, munyatsoronga zvinhu zvacho izvozvo zvichakufambirai.
Tawanda, thank you very much for giving us an opportunity to know a bit about you. There you are, Junga. So the young man really knows his stuff, you know.
Chandifadza Gibson ndechekuti imhofu yemukono ndaasekuru vangu amai vangu ndaachihera, saka waona zvinoitwa nana sekuru vangu.
He really does his best in what he's doing, you know.
Aiwa, vanoziva zvavari kuita.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Gibson, before we move on, I just wanted to update on the red list. As you know, that Britain announced yesterday that it was going to remove all the 11 countries on the red list this morning, 4 a.m. British time. And I think that has finally been accomplished. Zimbabwe, including Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria, South Africa, and Zambia. They were the 11 countries on the red list. And as we speak, I think they are now off the red list. And people from these countries who were in quarantine in England, I think they were going to be released, depending that if you test positive, then you remain in isolation at the quarantine center. But if you test negative, you will be released. No mandatory quarantine now.
Yeah, kwenye kunjalo ke red list la le areas yozulukandaba era tikulima lilizole pilitane siyakwazi ukuthi Zimbabwe namhlanje lamanye amazwe akususiwe ku list yangona le njengokuthokajonga siyabona sibili. Lapha ke kulombiko ovela Agence France Press le Reuters le Associated Press, but yes, so kunjalo. So ke bathi nxa umuntu engatestwe tolakala engani ngamanga kuhle kangako balakho ukuthi bathi ekhaya kumbe avalelwe lapha avalelwa khona, kodwa ke khaya i good news Jonga.
Ndizvo zvo Gibbs wangu vadiwa vateereri nevatariri tikutaura nenyaya yekuti Britain yakazivisa nezuro kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzanga dziri pane yavaiti red list kana kuti nyika dzanga dzichinzi dzine zvizvarwa zvisingabvumidzwe kunge zvichipinda muBritain imomo nenyaya yekuti kwakwaita Omicron kana kuti mhando yeutachiwana hweOmicron inobata yainzi yabata vanhu vakawanda kuSouthern Africa kana kuchamhembe kweAfrica zvakaita kuti nyika gumi neimwe dzemuchamhembe meAfrica dzinge dzichibhanwa kana kurambiswa kupinda muBritain pared list ipapo. Pava nenyika dzaita Angola, Botswana, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malawi, Mozambique, Namibia, Nigeria iyo yaWest Africa neSouth Africa neZambia neZimbabwe ndo nyika dzanga dzanzi hadzipinde. Asi tanzwa kuti kutanga na 4 AM nguva dzekuBritain nhasi mangwanani red list iyoyo yabviswa, hakuchisina mutemo iwo wanga wachirambidza vanhu kubva munyika idzodzo vachipinda muBritain. Zvichireva kuti vanga vari mumahotera kana munzvimbo dzanga dzichinzi dzemaquarantine vanga vachisungirwa kunzi vanga vachigara kwavo vega kwemazuva anga achitarwa, vanzi vanofanira kunge vachibuda muquarantine imomo. Asi kubuda kwako unenge watestwa ukawanikwa usina COVID-19 wobvumidzwa kubuda iye nhasi zvichienda mberi. Ukawanikwa uine COVID-19 unorambawo wamu yavanoti self isolation. Ndaverengawo mune rimwe bepa Gibbs news Sky News vari kuti iwo kumushure mekuziviswa kwenhingi kwemutemo yekuti wabviswa points makambani aya anenge achinzi vari kutengesa pamisika yemwari atingati yes ndinyatsoweringa ndinzwe kuti vari kuti chii. Ndanzwa kuti nyika dzakawanda mashezi awo adzo ati kwirei. Vari kutaura kuti British Airways hanzi iri pasi pekambani inonzi International Airlines Group mashare ayo akwira ne 1.7%, kwoitawo imwe inonzi TUI akwira ne 2.6%. Mushure mekunge shoko iro rangobudiswa kuti ndo zvaitwa, mashare emakambani abva atanga kutosimuka.
That's good news indeed, because that shows some kind of confidence in the manner things are going, because there are so many people that were concerned about these quarantines and exclusion of certain countries from, you know, accessing Britain, USA, and other nations. So there was so much concern, you know, about what these countries did. So now if the stock market is actually shaking up, and that's a good kind of thing. And then at the same time, Chonga, we know that there are some electronic passports that were actually launched yesterday by President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And it seems Zimbabweans, some are happy, some are not happy. Those that are not happy are saying they now have some challenges in terms of getting these new passports. And they're saying not a lot of information is coming out. And remember, the late former president Robert Mugabe launched a similar program in 2016, and indications were that the machines that were installed at KG6 Army Barracks by the Japanese and an Israeli company, we're going to print at least 16,000 booklets per day. Now the big question is, what actually happened to that program? And this program as well has got some people from different countries. And there is one gentleman who used to work for a bank in Namibia, who is actually a Zimbabwean, who is in this kind of business. So there's a lot that people are saying doesn't look okay, but let's see what happens next. Kunjalo.
Hongu vadiwa vateereri nezuro, takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachinzi vaparura kana kuvhura zviri pamutemo urongwa hwemapasipoti anenge achishandisa unyanzvi hwepamadandemutande kana kuti electronic passports. Vari kuti iwo hanzi mapasipoti iwayo anenge achizotanga kushanda izvozvi zvichibatsira mukuchengetedza atingati information kana kuti zvinhu zvako ivi zvaunoti izvi ndezvangu hazvifanire zvichizivikanwa nevamwe, nekuti tinoona kuti kune vanonzi vanoba mapasipoti vachizodii. Asi pasipoti iyoyo inonzi inenge iine chip yakahwandiswa mukati merimwe remapeji imomo, ndo inenge iine information yako yose. Saka iyoyo kana ukanga wabirwa pasipoti, munhu aba anogona kuchinja picture pamberi apo, asi mukati zvinenge zvichizobuda zvakasiyana. Ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi zvinenge zvirimo, anzi it will enhance security panyaya yekupiwa kwema passport. Asi vanhu vari kuchema nenyaya yemari yekuti vamwe vanga vachangobva kubhadhara mari dzekuti vange vachiwana mapasipoti mabhuku anga ari kwoiye zvino, zvichireva kuti vanenge vakutarisirwa zvakare kuti mukati memakore maviri vange vachinja Gibbs.
Yes, now Joseph Chuma was trying to connect. I think he's in now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you, sir?
How are you?
No, very fine. Chonga, we've got Mr. Chuma. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Baba, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, my brother. Thank you so much. We are talking about the e-passport. What do you know about this? You know, this was previously launched in 2016 by President Emmerson, by former President Robert Mugabe, and yesterday President Emmerson Mnangagwa did the same, launched the e-passport again. What do you know about these two incidents?
Well, maybe for starters, before I go into that, maybe may I pay my condolences to our comrade who always interacting with in this platform, Dewa, who passed away some few weeks ago. We're always close, talking and sharing ideas right here on Studio 7.
Thank you.
So, in peace.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Now, going to that issue of the e-passports, I think it's a matter of understanding the trajectory that the world, the global village is going to. We are seeing a lot of countries are going the e-way. And obviously, in Zimbabwe, it is also paramount that we also follow those kind of trends. So it is a good thing that the government has embraced it. Yes, the former president, the late president Mugabe, initiated that, and we have seen even pictures on social media circulating when he was there with these two vice presidents, then who was the current president, His Excellency Mnangagwa, and the vice president, and then who was Wampoko, and the registrar general there who was Tobaya Mudede. But yes, it was something that was muted, that was supposed to have started off, but it did not. But it's always better late than never. So it is starting again now, and it should start in earnest. So I think it should be something that we should embrace. Yes, I know people who cry and say, now we've been paying for these ordinary passports that are costing about $318, and now you're saying that they are going to be phased out, and then the e-passports come. But look, at the end of the day, it's always about what is happening globally. So if the global world is saying that in such a time we are not going to be accepting that, what can we do? It's just like what happened with our issues in the transport industry. If you remember, government at one time said, no, we are no longer going to allow these left-hand trucks to be imported into Zimbabwe because we want these right-handed trucks. So people were given time to regularize that so that it doesn't affect them as such. And so now the defects of the global world is that we are going to go electronical. So we also need to embrace that and go with that. And government now just probably needs to see how they cushion the people that have probably taken their passports now. Because I know there are people that have taken their passports like this year, and some already applied and they're probably getting them next year. So now there must be those adjustments. Government must look at those kind of things to make it easy for the citizen. It's never cast in stone, and it should never be sort of a mystery. It's a listening government, so people must talk, people must engage, people must come up with ideas, and things must be solved at the end of the day.
Yeah, yes, into Uatin, Mama Kurma, Sindibele Kurampo Sangai, Ubaba Uvusumuzi, Espanda. Uatin, Akonoko, Sibili, Owens Alai, Colit.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Mthembu. Siyakwazi ukubana uhulumende kusukela kuqala kusese ngubaba uMgabe engakadluli bakwenzile khonoko okubana kulontshwe indaba e-passport naleyo. Akusazange kwathutha ngesikhathi sonaleso. Sokubuyile kathesi ngesikhathi sikababa uMnangagwa sebekuvuselele. Kodwa phela nxa kukhangele asiko ukuthi phela yinto eyenziwa yiZimbabwe yodwa. Yinto eyenziwa ngamazwe wonke jikelele. Yiko lapho sokufika khona kathesi ukuthi uzathi ufika emabhoda abantu bethi hayi le ndala le asisayisebenzisi le sesifuna nale ukuthi i-passport i-electronical passport. So kuhle ukubana ukuthi lathi njengeZimbabwe sibambelele ekuphucukeni kwezinto nxa into ziguquka that is what I see on a pan. Yeah, I'm not going to call. I'm not going to be able to my passport now. I'm $318. That is the same thing. Nobody's change it. It's $100, the $200 emergency. I'm going to. So good size coming. Konogwana hiko ke so kumele kona kubuye ke kuboniswane ngoba uhulumende lo okaba umnanga ukukhulumela wathi yena uhulumende olalela so akubonisana ke sibone kona kuyini okwenzakala bana kuncediswana abantu bancediseke labo abasanda kuthatha kathesi sibonise amancediswa njani ngoba anti ukuthi akona expiry lokuzela ngona December 2023 okuthi sizisele umnyaka iminyaka emibili phakathi lapha kungakafiki leso sikhathi so ngasona leso sikhathi abantu kumele bebonisane ama-ideas uba nohulumende sibona ukuthi kuyini angakwenzela abantu ukubana akhushine labo abantu abasanda kuthatha kube futhi labo vele ade sebevele bathatha kudala sokuza-expire labo kuba lula ngoba sebengena i-passport kuhle kuhle kodwa labo abathethe kathesi kubonakala ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala ukuthi nabancediseki nalabo abavele beselayinini kathesi bengasangeni kuleyana behle bengene kuna lawa amatsha okutshengisa ukuthi uhulumende kusomele ababisele izimali zabo nxa ebebhadale 318 liyalo abesebesebenzisela i-200 emuva asaleke esebhadala whether nge-100 kumbe nxa efuna ubhadala i-200 kube njalo so konke lokhu izinto ezingahlala phansi zikhulunyiswane ziboniswane
yes akuzajonga maybe ngakhuluma la ngesishona
khona you know Gibbs imwe nyaya iri kuchemwa nevanhu rekanimbotanga nati kuna honorable Swanda ndakuti honorable Swanda kuna honorable mutaure yenyu nerurimi rweshona zvamangotaura izvo muchirungu neisindebele dendozokanda mumwe mubvunzo wandandinawo
ndatenda zvananyu taura nezvekuti gungu tinoziva kuti nyaya yeipaspoti yakatanga kudhara kuchiri nababa vamugabe vachiri purezidendi wenyika tatoona even kumasocial media panapa mifananidzo ichitenderera yababa vamugabe vechiito komishina mushina wacho vana rejista general vacho vaiva mudede navice president nenguva idzodzo vanga vari baba vamunangagwa nababa mupoko asi hapana zvakazoitika mumashure mazvo izvozvo saka hapana chakaipa kuti chinhu kana chambotangwa chizopedziswa neumwe munhu saka vamunangagwa nehurumende yavo vakutopedzisa izvozvo nekuti nyika dzese pasi rino dzari kuti izvo dzakutanga kuenda kuepassport maelectronical passport iwavo ndo anova kutoshanda saka isusu hatingazosarire mashure kachichingoti aiwa isusu takatine iriyo iyi because hatirarame toga katinorarama in a global village saka chinhu chakanaka kuti nesu titeedzere nyaya iyoyo yakuitika munyika dzese asi hurumende yakufanwa kuti ichititarisa manje kuti rit ko ava vazotora mapasoti avo manje manje ava gore rinoiri kana kuti vamwe vaifa kutora gore rinouya iri vochiitwa sei nekuti ivo vanhu ava vanga vabhadhara $318 asi aya mapasoti manyowana taona kuti imwe $100 emergency $200 saka ipo paya kunofanira kunge kuchitanga kuchitaurirana hurumende iyi yakati iyo ichitanga yakati iyo ihurumende inoteerera saka ngatitanga kuchiudza kuti awa apa dai tadai apa dai tadai ndofunga tikaonesana tinogona kubuda nechinhu chinobatika chinhu chichatipa pundudzo tese sevana vezimbabwe tichisanganira neglobal village yedu kwatorarama tose
mubvunzo wandanichida kuisa honorable ndeyekuti kune vamwe vari kuchema kuti tichangobva kubhadhara mari dzakawanda dzekutora mapasipoti iyaya tonzwa kuti avai navo pari zvino anogona kusange achiri kushanda mukati memakore maviri vari kuchema izvo zvokuti dai vabvumiswa kuti pasipoti yaanga ainayo ipere kushanda ozoti paanenge akurinyiwa otora nyowani zvii zvamungatsanangura ipapo
ndozvananditaura izvozvo kuti hapana chakaipa ipapo asi chinozongonetsa ndechokuti kana dzimwe nyika dzikazovhara kuti aiwa tichada mapasipoti ekudhara aya tozoita sei nekuti handinoona kuti inini kana ndikada kubva muno muzimbabwe ndichida kuya kuamerica ikoko ndinoteedzera mitemo yekuamerica ikoko kuno zimbabwe vanogona kundibudisa nepasipoti yangu yekudhara asi kuamerica vanoti aa iyi hatichagone kuishandisa hatiiride kumasystems edu takuda manyowana ane machips anonzi maepassport ipo paya ndopapachazoita nyaya ipapo saka ndopandazoti inini chikuru chadechokuti hurumende iyi yakati iyo ihurumende inoteerera saka ndopatichazofanirwa kutaurana nehurumende manje kuti rit hurumende sezvo tasvika panyaya yakadai tochiita sei tochionesana ipo paya vanhu vopanana mazano because hapana munhu ane monopoli yemaideas nehurumende chayo yakadaro inotoda kuoneswawo nayo saka ndopatichazofanira kuti titange kuonesana tese ipo paya kuti rit tochiita sei kuti tirerutsire ava vatotora mapasoti avo manje manje But I was not at Matura. What do any rag bonds? I was just over the 389. Out of the $100, you are kind of the 200 that I'm going to achieve the name of Chim. So I know this is not our regard, no Gatrik. I'm not going to sing a Gatrik Passerine.
Maybe before you go back to Gibbs, the other issue is the turnaround time. Because even the $300, the $318 passport, some were complaining that they were taking long to get them out.
Yeah, because we know that the biggest challenge,
Thank you so much, Chuma. Sicela ubambe konapho ke sithathe umama ukhethiwe Bebe. Mabebe, ungawutshona njani mama?
Siyatshona baba Jubele, njani?
Sitshonile. Ye, akutsho wena ukuthi ama-electronic passport lawo wabona njani?
Okay, okokuqala ngithanda ukubingelela ubaba uChuma, ngimbonge ukuthi ukhona lapha ngoba he's the right person ukuthi ngimtshele lokho engifisa ukuthi ngingakukhuluma. Baba Chuma, mbona ingani i-statement leso sokuthi uhulumeni uyalalela, hayi ujayele ukusitho kakhulu, and isikhathi esiningi mina I believe ukuthi uhulumeni if elalela hanti izinto like you quoted very well ukuthi into le iyaqala ngesikhathi sikababa uMgabe lapha ubaba uMnanga useyi-implementa nje kodwa yaqala kudala. So considering ukuthi uhulumeni wayevele ekwazi ukuthi kulezi mali ezibanjwayo and so forth, kuke kwaba le headline babathumeke yaphuma ukuthi ama-passport asezothatha 10 days. It's an everything. Kuyaphuma ama-headline, passport wars come to an end. If at all likwazi ukuthi imali ziyabanjwa okwenza kube lama-challenges, then why mislead the public? Okwesibili, babathuma if uhulumende engumuntu olalelayo hanti, why lingaqali likubeke emphakathini kuhlafunwe than ukuthi ku-expect ukuthi kuyahlafunwa sekwenzakele, of which ama results angkhona they are never positive and benefiting to us singabantwana beZimbabwe.
Njalo nakhona ukuthi wena i-passport yakho ime njani, khuluma la ngakho khonokho mama.
Yebo, i-passport yami ngi-applyele i-passport ye-318 through i-embassy and ngo-July I went ngizama ukuthi nge-collector, of which ngathola ukuthi kuthiwa i-passport office ivalile due to ukukhula kwama-corona cases. I was not able to collect it. Right now, i-passport is pending. And i-passport, my sister, u-applyele ngo-2019, kwathiwa eziphumileyo ngezika-June sisiyalo, of which layo eyakhe is pending. But le ka-2019 yayiyi-normal passport nje, of which so kwenziwani ngabantu abanjalo. And khonapho ngo-2019 e-applyela lakho futhi kwakube le headline ukuthi hayi sibili ama-passport kakuthothwe apho ayaphuma, of which as I'm talking it's almost 3 years ayiphumanga. So khonapho ke abantu bancediswa njani?
Yes, sizwe ngegolide khonapho. Golide, what is to happen here? Because Miss Pepe applied for a passport and paid $318 and she hasn't received her passport. So she says the embassy was closed because of COVID numbers that were going up. So she doesn't know what to do now after paying $318. You know, now this electronic one is about $100 for an ordinary passport and $200 for the other passport. So under such circumstances, What has to happen, colleague? Yes.
I think from a simple layman's point of view, njengoba ipassport akini angakaphumi, usisi wami sokumele bantu bemprocessele yona le ipassport yangikhona, okutshengisela ukuthi kona kumele bembisele $118 i-change yakhe, bathathe i-$200 bamenzele ipassport yakhe khonapho khonapho. Yikho kumele kwenzakale khonokho, yikho kumele kukhulunyiswane lo hulumende khona ukuthi hayi abe flexible enough to be able to do such kind of things. Ukuthi laba abantu ade zivese be-applyile babhadale imali lezi kodwa bengakayenzi la ma-passport lawo, abahle benzele ama-e-passport angikhona, bebisele-ke ama-change ezimali zabo lezi ade bezibhadalile. I think that is one of the most fairest things to do, and angibona ukuthi uhulumende angakwehlile kubana akwenze khonokho.
Ngicela ufake ngesilungu sibili ba.
But I was simply saying that, like for the case of my dear sister here, Mabebe, who is saying that she had already applied for the older passport, which was costing $318, and it did not come out. I think logic must take that she must then automatically be put on the e-passport list, and the government must be able to actually reimburse her a change for that, because if it's an emergency passport, it will cost $200, so which means that they must give her back $118. And if she decides to do the $100 one, so it means they must give her back $218. And this should not be a difficult thing to do, and government should be able to stand up and support those kind of things. And I think it's only logical. I don't see how this kind of thing, arrangement can fail. So it's a simple matter of engagement. Most of the times we fail to achieve things because we don't want to engage. We quickly then raise our arms and start shouting and fighting and screaming. Yet at times it's only about sitting down and engage people and problems are solved.
Yes, Chonga, maybe you've got a question there.
I think you are Pindura Mfunza, National Zone Funza, Honorable Chuma Ipapo, Wafunz Bana Mai. We put you, Munaninga Badara, $300 yaki. As passport, I sat here, Buddha Panabutar, Zirkunoka Buddha Pai, Zishingai, Kwandans, Kakunga, Honorable, and Goisanga, Tai, Jai, Koneka, Munia, Angos, Suchiti, Sinsanga, Badara, Shida, passport, Yachimbichimbi, Poetry, Yachimbichimbi, passport yake, Ozozo, Serva, change, $100.
And take into account, Mr. Chuma, that money coming out of the government is not as easy as running a shop.
Yeah. I know that there can be difficulties in that kind of situation. But look, it's only fair that government must pull up its resources and be able to do that. Because they were saying that, okay, we've moved from the older passport to the e-passport. So the situation is the government has gathered the prices, and we know that the prices are $100 and $200, and somebody has paid $318. So logically, they must be given change somehow. I don't know how it can be done, but those are semantics that can be worked out. But this is how I think government should approach it. There must be those kind of logistics. You're not going to get to go back.
Mapepe, you're sutiseka yini ngakhonoko?
Yebo, ngiyasuthiseka, and if I'm allowed, bengicela nje ukubuza ukuthi in the event yokuthi i-passport is ready already khona emahofisini, but it's not yet collected, ngasembhadele. So, still kwabe kulokhu ku-possible yini ukuthi Na isi process we appeal, but not yet collected. They can start afresh with the amount that I paid because kule possibility yakho naloko. Number 2 okunye bengicela ukucela ukubuza kuba kuthuma lapha engani ulapha on behalf of the hulumende ukuthi akukho possible yini ukuthi thina esiyabe sivele silapha diaspora siyabona lapha amanyama embasa akwanisa ukuthi they charge the same amount ba processele abantu be collect eyethu. Kungabe kulama challenge bani okwenza ukuthi umuntu ephinde athathe form alibhadalele lapha aphinde a travel to Zimbabwe to submit.
Mhm. Ngaba futhi ngolide isikhathi sesidlwe kumango yingena khona but golide.
Right. Ngiyamuzwa ukuthi ayiwethu. I think ivele okuphe yiko bona ukuthi kuthi nami. Nga ebe ngayikholeji passport iloku isizwe zika hulumeni. Uhulumeni kase ayithathe passport lana ayidabule. Amenzele e passport lele entsha. Ambisele ichange yakhe njengakhona ke sikhulumile ngoba akusizi belula bathathe leyo passport bamnike bephinde besithi hayi phenduka futhi uzoyenze yini, it becomes unfair. So yikho engade ngikhuma ukuthi hayi uhulumende lo uyalalela, angiboni ukuthi wona angakwala konke konokwa izinto ezilungise kalula. Okunye lokhu anade ngikhuma ngakho okwama-form lani yikho lapho ade ngikhuma ngakho sithi bona yikho lapho esisuka kwabana sithi bona ye sesifuda ama-sections or yikho kungena khona kahle kali kwabana sishwaba ukuthi bona sithwele nzima kule zinto ezihle ukuthi zenzakale lula ngenxa yokuthi bona kule migoqo ethize thina esiyifakelayo engafakelwa amanye amazwe. Yikho bona amanye amazwe bekwenza kube lula ema-embassy abo eprocess izinto zabantu zidlule masinyane. Kodwa thina ngapha siyabe lokhu sibhodiswa round bebe lokhu sithargeted into leyo ayikho targeted iyalimaza mina nawe at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So ke mabhebhe phosele ukugcina sesizwalana uhlelo.
Hayi siyabonga babathuma and on the issue of sanctions mina mboni ngathi masingakhangeli nganxanye nxa ama-conditions abekwa lina lilibandla libusayo lani zamani ukuthi libe lithathe step towards those conditions bese sibona ukuthi laba bazaqhubeka nabo ama-sanctions selikwenzile khokho kuthiwa bekwenze for the sake of the people khonokho nje la mayinyabonga.
Siyabonga Jonga.
Gibbs, the other issue, though time is against us, the other issue was people complaining of going through CBZ to pay, and then I think the bank charges $20 to process that. People are against that. They were saying, why is not the government using a POSB, which is also available in many centers throughout the country?
So naturally, Chuma, that's a very big problem. When a government actually goes to a bank and says, can you charge these people to process applications, why is the government not getting revenue through that instead of using a third party?
No, you see, when government says go and pay to CBZ, it doesn't necessarily mean that CBZ is going to take the money. But government banks with CBZ. It's just like any other transaction. If you want to pay me something and I bank with a bank ABC or KBC, so to say, you cannot go and deposit my money into Stanbic or Barclays Bank. You have to deposit my money into my banking partner who's Bank ABC. So, in this point, government banks with CBZ. And so that's why they say, no, you will have to go and pay your money as well at CBZ because that's the account that they use with CBZ vis-a-vis the Registrar General's office. So, there's nothing amiss about that. It's just the coincidence that government banks with that. If they're banking with another bank, they would have put the other bank. But it's just a simple matter of saying government banks with CBZ. Simple.
I thought the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe was one bank in which the government has got a 100% stake, and maybe everything goes through there, even if it's not a commercial bank. I mean, at the end of the day, it has to have CBZ as a transitory bank, you know?
No. RRBZ is a monetary authority. It's not a bank, per se.
Yes.
So, government does not bank with RRBZ. It banks with the ordinary banks. I know it has got other accounts with the FBC, for example. There are some other parasitas who will tell you that they bank with the FBC. Others bank with the CBZ and stuff like that. But in this particular instance, the Registrar General Department banks with CBZ. So that's the only simple thing.
Thank you, Chuma. I think our time is up. We should thank our guest this evening, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is a Central Committee member of the ruling ZANU-PF Party. Ms. Ketiwe Pepe, who is a Zimbabwean living in Botswana, and all those people that actually joined us, including Mr. Tawanda Chitapa, who is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Signing off is Kip Scriba in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And Jonga Kandemiri.